This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I know, Chris, I know time flies when you're with me. We're actually going to take calls at some point in time this hour. 877-377-4373. We got things to do first. First, before we get to old nice guy Joe Biden, you have that one clip I called for, Cliff? We'll get to that in a second. I did really enjoy this montage. I can't believe I'm saying this. I want to give credit to the RNC for dialing up this one today on Democrats talking about inflation.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about it. This great deal.
This is something that will settle down.
Transitory.
And the data shows that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way. It's highly unlikely that it's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand. I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation
over the last couple of
Okay, I'm sorry, I have to pause this real quick, Chris. I had a thought. Yeah, we'll get back to inflation in a minute. I really like the music playing behind him sounding creepy. Can't we get something that plays music behind me that makes me sound better or sound worse or stuff like that? Can I have some stuff on the soundboard, inspirational stuff? I feel like I'd be really good at it. I feel like I deserve that, Chris. I want creepy sounds and funny sounds and what? All right, anyway. Chris, what is this? This is not backup. No, this is that crappy Dragon Force thing again. No, I want decent creepy sounds. All right, you know what? We're getting to a headline before I get to these phone calls. 877-377-4373. I love this. This is so good. This is from Politico. Biden starts conceding that the bygone era of DC may indeed be gone. And I just love this. These are some quotes from the article. Quote, I never expected the ultra MAGA Republicans who seem to control the Republican Party now to be able to control the Republican Party, the president said last week. I never anticipated that happening. What they're essentially saying is, and someone actually came out and said this exactly. They said, Joe Biden being a nice guy is done. He's done using honey. Actually, that's what they said. He's done using honey with Republicans. Now he's going with vinegar. Mr. Nice Guy Joe Biden, huh? And it's so wild because, man, I remember this guy.
People on their deathbeds among the unvaccinated over the past few weeks. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we got to make more progress.
No president in the history of the United States of America. I actually talked to Glenn Beck about this last week. I was on Glenn Beck's, I flew up to Dallas last week and I was on his podcast. It's out now. It's free. It's on YouTube. It's about an hour. But I talked to him about this last week and he brought up, and he and I were talking about this, and he couldn't think of a time either. Any time in American history where a United States president pointed to half of his population and essentially scolded them and blamed them for the hardships of the nation itself, Joe Biden did that and then tried to have us all fired. He did that and tried to have us fired. That was nice guy. This is what they do. And remember, I've been telling you this for a while. This is what's coming, and this is why it's coming. They know they haven't been nice guy. They know they've been hyper-partisan like they always are. But they're getting ready to double and triple down on all the crazy. That's just what they do. They double and triple down on the crazy. Why? Because they're not winning any middle ground people over. Well, they don't have any intention of winning any middle ground people over. The only chance they have to try and avoid it getting boat raced in November is to uniquely motivate their base. The way you motivate their base is throw them the things your base wants. So when Nancy Pelosi goes out there and talks like Vladimir Lenin and tries to produce gas lines, that's something just for the base.
In addition to all of this, we have to subject these companies to some scrutiny about the safety of this and how we got to a place where we have babies crying in our country because they're hungry and the shelves are bare. We have to fill them immediately.
What are you going to do about inflation? We're going to raise taxes.
How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code.
Just remember, she was just asked about inflation, right? She was just asked about inflation and taxes. She's now brought up climate change and a fairer tax code.
That doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this excess.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. We get it. These people are going to double and triple down on the crazy from now until November, and it's going to seem so insane to you and insane to me. You're going to look and think, what? Everyone's against that. Who are these nutballs? They're doing it trying to churn out their base. Joe Biden, it's not that he's just been a jerk since he's been president. Joe Biden's been a jerk for his entire time in Washington, D.C. The nice old guy routine, that was just a lie they tried to sell you because everyone thought Trump was too mean and because Joe Biden was so old with a stutter that they had to have some way to sell that to you. So how do you sell that to you? Wow, this will be a nice break from Trump. How about nice Joe? Old Scranton Joe over there. Joe Biden's been a jerk forever. Danny in Tampa, go.
Yes, Jesse, I really liked your thing where you bought on Brandon Strobe. Please bring on more January 6th political prisoners, especially the felons, because they know what a lot of people have gone through. I went through the same thing. I've been in the federal system as a political prisoner myself. Believe me, Jesse, we need your voice to help with prison reform and judicial reform. They are targeting conservatives like nobody's business. Look into what diesel therapy is. They ship you around the country from prison to prison to basically torture people. It's so important that you do this, please.
For those who don't know what diesel therapy is, they obviously it's no fun being in prison. And it's hard to get people motivated to feel bad for people in prison because you see the tall walls and you see the bars and you automatically think, what? Oh, murderer, rapist. No, prisons are full of people who aren't that. Full of people who aren't that. And we do have political prisoners here. Well, prison sucks bad enough, but at least you can try to make your cell somewhat livable for you, right? You're in a prison cell, so you'll get it organized for you and straightened up the way they want, or the way you want, I guess I should say. And if the system is against you, they'll just randomly come in and say, up, you're off to Colorado, and they'll make you chuck all your stuff in a pillowcase, and off you go to another place to remake it again and again and again. It's a very soft form of harassment, which, again, if the prison guards are doing that to, like, that scumbag who just shot up that place in Buffalo, that's fine. They do it to political prisoners in this country, too, though. They do. That's a real thing. Brian in Colorado, go.
Yeah, Jesse, I never hear you talk about homeschooling, but I have two grandchildren, and this is interesting, that are being homeschooled, and they have been for about a year and a half. And the stress level in their home is so low right now that it's crazy. But I just wonder, they have a social life. They go to the rec center, meet up with buddies.
Yeah, I love social. I love homeschooling, and actually, I talk about it all the time on the show. Talk about how many times have you heard me say, "Get your kids out of government schools." Homeschooling's the best because then you have total control of their education. You can't do that if it's affordable. Go private or some kind of Christian or Jewish one if you're one of Chris's people or something. Get him out of the government schools. Yeah, homeschooling is wonderful. You know what else is wonderful? Hitting what you aim at with your weapon. Big fan of that. Are you ready? For what? I don't know what. I hope nothing. I hope the day never comes where you have to pick up your weapon and use it. I genuinely hope that. Violence is a terrible thing. But if that happens, tonight, on the way to your car, next year, next month, 50 years from now, are you going to hit what you aim at? With Mantis X, you can make sure it's what the professionals use. United States Marine Corps Boot Camp, Paris Island, go there. You'll see Mantis X. Special Forces, you'll see Mantis X. You practice with it in your home, and it makes you a better shooter without firing a shot or spending a nickel on a gallon of gas. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. MantisX.com. I actually will take some more phone calls when we get back. 877-377-4373.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's, you know, I have to fight the urge. We've had this discussion before on the show. Nobody likes the guy who comes into work on Monday and he's like, "Yeah, baby, Monday." No one likes that guy because everyone's thinking, "Ah, the weekend's over. It's just the start. It sucks." But I have so much fun doing this. I have a hard time not doing that sometimes. And I don't know. You know how I don't like to annoy people, Chris. I don't want to be any kind of a bother. All right. I have some good news. You want some good news about Disney? Let's do some good news about us, and then I'll get back to some phone calls and stuff. 877-377-4373. We talk a lot about putting your money where your morals are, right? And we've been historically embarrassing at that in the past. We're starting to get so much better. We have new favorability numbers out for Disney. They dropped 53 points in 1 year. 53 points. The light was shined on those disgusting grooming cockroaches. And now Disney's numbers are in free fall. Their corporate executives are being fired. They're scrambling. And on top of that, something else has happened, and you need to pat yourself on the back for it if you took part in this, meaning you didn't go to Disney, you didn't shop there, you canceled your Disney Plus. We now have other corporations across the country sitting out political fights like they always used to before this country lost their mind. We already talked last week about the PR firm that came out, and they're advising all kinds of major companies, "Hey, stay out of this Roe versus Wade thing. Hey, just shut up." That's good. Came out today, Netflix. I mean, far left commie garbage. Netflix, they told all their employees, "Hey, we're going to sometimes have programming on you don't like. If you don't like it, you should quit." This is a huge change in direction for the United States of America in our corporate world here. And that is a wonderful thing. We needed a change in direction. Look, sometimes you gotta discipline your kid. Whatever form you want that to take. Maybe that's a hand across the backside. Maybe it's grounded. Maybe you're taking away their favorite food or car keys. But every now and then, you gotta drop the hammer. Why? Because that reminds them there's a way to live and a way not to live. If we gotta take corporate America out behind the woodshed and pull out a belt and tan their hide every now and then for them so they'll straighten up and shut up about all these communist things, then that's what we gotta do. Dear Jesse, I just wanted to thank you for doing Medal of Honor Mondays. Haven't been much of a history or war buff, but your enthusiasm has rubbed off on another listener. I was watching an old history show on General Patton, and to my surprise, about halfway through the show, they told a brief recount of the story of James Reese. Seeing the story of his heroism told in the context of battle when they ended it with for his valor, he was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. I stood up and yelled at my TV. Thank you for educating me on things that make Americans great. Keep up the good work. Says I can use his name. Again, there's nothing special about reading Medal of Honor citations. There's not. Anyone can do it. It's free. The only thing that matters is that we read them, because people don't even know they exist. It's wild to you because you know they exist. And you're here every Monday. You're listening to it. So this is a no-brainer to you. Most of the people you know don't know what a Medal of Honor citation is. Why don't we read them? Why don't we tell them about these men and tell them about their deeds and remember them and hold them up? And again, if you missed that, you're going to have to catch the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. It's all there. It's all there. All right, Leonardo in Jersey. Go, boss.
Jesse, you're right. Karen Jean-Pierre, she's a confusion agent that just speaks gibberish. Bring Jen Psaki back. At least she just lies to your face.
Well, look, it was her first day on the job. Remember this. The press secretary for a Democratic president, and kind of for a Republican president, but it's much worse for Democrats. The press secretary for a Democratic president, their job is to lie. Democrat policies are now communist policies that are trying to wreck the United States of America. You can't be honest about that. You have to lie. Her job, Jen Psaki's job, was to lie. Jean-Pierre's job is now to lie. Jen Psaki was a great liar. She was good at it. What hurt Jen Psaki ultimately was the fact that she's an unlikable, horrific hag who couldn't even pretend to show empathy with the things people were going through, and that in the end hurt Obama's approval numbers. But Jen Psaki's job was to lie on behalf of a corrupt regime. She did that very well. Sean in Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse, just wanted to give you a shout out for recommending the Mantis. I got the Mantis Blackbeard for the AR-15, and my marksmanship has improved a ton.
I haven't even told people about that. Hey, by the case, maybe you're an AR-15 guy or gal. They have an entire, it sounds more complicated than it is. So if you don't understand what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. But the entire bolt carrier group can come out of your AR and you put in the Mantis X bolt carrier group, and you pull out your AR-15 in your living room, at your dining room table, and you're sitting there practicing with your weapon in your home. I'm telling you, man, Mantis X is absolutely sick. Ryan in Georgia, go.
Oh.
You failed, Ryan. Tabor in New York, go.
Hey,
Chris,
Jesse,
I know the last guy was there. I know he was. There was a delay. There was a delay. You got to be on the ball. Tabor, anyway, go ahead, bud. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, I'm waiting to see you and Tucker Carlson tonight. But, you know, I was calling about the shooting, and so many of these shootings are happening because of mental illnesses. And my question is, why isn't that like the main thing? One of the main things that we're talking about, and even the Biden administration, the Trump administration, we should all be fighting back against mental illness, because it's just getting worse. More and more people are getting sick, and we're going to see more of these situations. And by the way, CNN, you know,
we don't talk about mental illness because people don't know how to talk about it, and they don't know how to quantify it, and because we're not a society now. Now, the people listening to this show will be different, but we're not a society that's interested in real solutions. We want to be told something simple and easy and fast. You know, let's say a new virus comes from China, and this virus attacks old people and it attacks fat people. We don't want to be told, hey, if you're overweight, lose 5-10 pounds. Go for a walk, lose something. We don't want to be told that. We want to be told, just put on a face mask and you'll be fine. 877-377-4373. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know, Chris, do you want to talk politics or should we talk a little bit of history? Because someone has a history question. You know what? It's my show. We're talking history. Dave in Virginia, go.
Hey, Jess. You mentioned an island in the Pacific earlier regarding World War II. And I know that was one of a slew of them, which the Japanese were just dug in. Why did we not save a lot of time and a lot of lives and just level those islands with aircraft, bomb them?
Great question. Allow me to answer. This is a common question, common way of thinking. It's not a stupid question at all. You have to understand something. You know how people prioritize cover and concealment and things like that in battle? Well, what's cover really? Concealment is when the enemy can't see you. Cover is when he can't hit you. Now, we in the Marines, we were always having to fill sandbags and things like that. Is there some reason you guys are flipping through the television while I'm trying to tell a story? Could you turn the TV off in the room? All right. Anyway, when we were in the Marines, we were always filling sandbags up. If we were dug in somewhere, we would fill up sandbags. With what? With the dirt that's out there. Why? I mean, shouldn't there be some specialty thing that's in a can or something that stops bullets? Very few things have ever been invented that stop bullets and explosions like good old-fashioned earth. It's undefeated. I mean, we have special bombs now. They're these bunker-busting bombs that they can... you shoot them and they travel and they hit the ground and they keep going. They're kind of on a time fuse. Well, some of them are different. I'm not going into the details of it, but they don't blow up right away when they hit the ground. Why? They want them to penetrate down low and then explode. Because remember, let me explain it to you this way. Here's a great example. I'll explain. I've been screwing this up. Let me explain it the easiest way possible. A submarine. Have you ever seen a movie about submarines? Inevitably, if you've seen a movie about submarines, you've seen a boat above them, a naval vessel dropping depth charges on them. Depth charges. You can probably picture it in your mind. I know you know what I'm talking about. They're rolling these canisters off the ship, and they drop into the water, and they go down to a certain depth, and then boom, they blow up. And then, of course, it's the movie, so there's always some tense scene with everyone inside shaking and whatnot. Did you know that you could drop a depth charge and it could blow up 6 inches over the top of a submarine and the submarine would be just fine? Did you know you could drop a depth charge and it could blow up right beside the submarine? As long as it wasn't too close, the submarine would be just fine. Maybe a leak or something. But if you were to drop a depth charge, not even that big of one, and it was to get underneath the submarine and it blows up, well, they're all going to the bottom of the ocean. Why? It's the same reason you can't just bomb out caves and bunkers. Explosions, they go towards the path of least resistance, even huge ones. You fire some gigantic naval guns, like the naval guns were the biggest guns. You fire some big naval gun, and it shoots an artillery piece the size of a car. And that thing lands. Is it going to blow up everything around it? Absolutely. What it's not going to do, though, is push that explosion into the ground, because that's the path of most resistance. So it goes out to the sides and it goes up. That's a long way of saying, even now, look, I know we have specialty munitions, but even now, when you have somebody in a man-made fortification, a man-made cave, it's just virtually impossible to bomb them out of it. It's part of the reason the war in the Pacific was so terrible. We would shoot all these naval guns at them, and we would send in the planes to try to drop problem areas. And yeah, they would get some people. But man, the Japanese had time. They knew we were coming. They took natural caves and made them better, put concrete in there. You can drop as many bombs as you want on that guy. He's still going to be on there. Chris asked about napalm. Napalm's fine if you drop it in the mouth of the cave. You can't do that. That is a big reason why we started using flamethrowers in World War II. That was turned into the best way to cook them out. We had to point it towards the entrance. Actually, if you've ever seen a video of a flamethrower coming off of an armored vehicle, it would probably just look like a tank to you. If you've ever seen that, you should know the first time that was employed was actually at Peleliu. Because of the caves on Peleliu, they needed a new way to get these daggone people out of the caves. So they started having to just try to cook them out of the caves. One last thing on this, and then we'll get back to some politics. Have you ever seen Iwo Jima? Undoubtedly, you know what it is, right? You know the big battle of Iwo Jima, Marine Corps battle in the Pacific. You've at least heard the name. It's a horrific battle. I mean, more Medal of Honor citations won there than any other battle in the Pacific. It was just an unbelievable battle. But if you actually, you can image search it right now, as long as you're not driving, you can image search the island. Just look up Iwo Jima, and it'll be right in there. You'll see a picture of the island. Well, it looks like just a big, black, barren piece of volcanic rock. That's because that's what it is. However, you will see a huge, I don't want to call it a huge mountain, but it's going to look like a huge mountain on there, and it's actually called Mount Suribachi. But it stands out because the rest of the island's just kind of flat crap, and then there's this big mountain on there. That mountain, Iwo Jima, part of the reason it was so hard to take, that mountain already had caves in it. And if you ever look at, they're available online. I forget where I found one once, but someone tried to do a 3D image of, basically you can look at the outside of that mountain and then see a 3D image of all the tunnels and caves, miles of them the Japanese created within it. I mean, they had rail cars going back and forth inside of the mountain. Why? Because they knew, to your question, you can't get them out of the caves. You just can't, and especially when you reinforce them, because explosions go to the path of least resistance. Dear Jay Steele, one of your listeners emailed and referred to Genghis. You took the time to say he means Genghis Khan. I really appreciate that. Now I don't have to sit here and wonder. Genghis who? Genghis Jones in accounting? Thanks for keeping the Genghises straight. You know what? I'm sorry I clarified that. I know you're making fun of me. Look, sometimes because I'm a history geek, people always project whatever they are onto other people. And because I love history, it would be natural to think, oh, everyone probably loves it like that. That's not true at all. I did enjoy this.
Prepare for the next health crisis because there will be others.
The pandemic is not over. And as it persists, it changes.
It's misguided to think this pandemic is over. The pandemic is not over anywhere until it's over everywhere.
Come together to shape new international norms on these issues. Together, we can establish common understandings that guide our collective action.
To strengthen the international health regulations and negotiate a new international instrument for pandemic prevention, preparedness and response.
Vaccines.
We call for policy commitments to boost vaccination.
To help get shots in arms.
Getting vaccines from tarmacs into arms.
We also need to accelerate vaccine uptake and ensure vaccine.
I'm just going to cut this off here because you get the idea. You should know that's recent. They're not letting this thing go just yet, and it's creeping me out, man. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to. I'll get to a couple more emails. But first, let's talk about you not turning into a weak little girl, fellas. Listen, look, a lot of this is not, you know, men get down on themselves today. A lot of it's not your fault. They have estrogens in the water now. You're showering in it. It's synthetic estrogens. You're exposed to it. That and other factors have testosterone levels. I still cannot believe this is real, but it is. Half of what they were 50 years ago. 50 years is not ancient history. They've been cut in half. You think the scumbags who run this country like that we have a country full of weak men now? Chalk is here. Natural herbal supplements, not medical chemical filth in your body. Natural, clinically studied herbal supplements. How about a male vitality stack? Up your testosterone by 20% in 90 days. You're not getting shots. You're not taking a pill. Natural herbal supplements. Go to choq.com and the code Jesse gets you 35% off. choq.com, code Jesse, male vitality stack.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Tackling the tough issues here on the Jesse Kelly Show. We just had a brief discussion off air. Who's hotter, the new Jean-Pierre chick who doesn't know anything about taxes or anything else.
How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right? Especially those who...
All right, she's an idiot. You can't hold that against her. Her or Jen Psaki? I don't know. Look, I don't know the answer to these questions, but I know we're going to dig in here on the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will let you know whenever we figure it out. Oh, before I forget, how about saving you some money? Putting your money where your morals are, you know, all the stuff we talk about all the time. How about MyPillow? You know, all this election fraud stuff is coming out now. Got, of course, that new great movie, 2000 Mules. Got, I mean, just everyone's becoming more and more aware of all the election fraud. I remember back to when it was really, really, really unpopular to point out there were some ugly things about the election. Mike Lindell didn't shut up. He didn't quiet down. He didn't back off. I mean, you could argue he pretty much led the charge on the thing. Oh, and he happens to sell the best freaking most comfortable bedding products ever. The best sheets on earth are Giza Dream Sheets. That's what Mike Lindell sells. And right now, they're 60% off. And remember, 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them. So buy a couple sets. You don't like them, send them back. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 60% off Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
He looked at the data and discovered the BLM narrative about cops was a lie. Then he was fired. Thomas Kriegman had worked for Thomas Reuters for more than 6 years, and he studied all the Black Lives Matter data and figured out that cops, I mean, it's easily verifiable, cops are not out there racially profiling and hunting down black men. Again, I really do not care about your opinion on it. We have the statistics. He decided to dig into the statistics. A journalist did journalism, and then when he was all done doing journalism, he was fired. Why? Because we don't have journalism anymore. We have, I should, you know, I'm going to interrupt this media or headlines and do this for you.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
I didn't play it for you tonight because the audio sucks, and I'm going to have these two guys clean it up for you tomorrow. There's a new, it's breaking news, Project Veritas. They went undercover, and they got a Twitter guy on camera, that big social media site Twitter. They basically got a Twitter guy on camera saying what we all suspected. Yes, Twitter is a 100% communist hellhole. They're censoring your content. Everyone who works there is a commie. They don't believe in free speech that works. Like I said, I'll get some audio for you tomorrow. It just sounded too bad for you to play it. Now, I summed it up pretty well for you anyway. That's what they said. But what's so wild about this, and I don't mean to get distracted during headlines, is this. What Project Veritas does, I mean, remember, they're the ones who brought us that FDA audio where the FDA admitted on camera they're corrupt. They're always going undercover and getting these videos and exposing corruption by powerful people. Right, whether they're in the government or social media companies, whatever, they're exposing corruption of powerful people. And what's crazy is that Project Veritas doing that is different. You understand that that should be NBC News. That should be ABC News. CNN should have an entire division, an entire undercover news team dedicated to going after the people in power and bringing you news that makes people in power uncomfortable. You know you're at a bad place in your country when you know there's not even a threat of that happening. What do? Well, they work on behalf of the powerful people and they go after you. All right, sorry, I got sidetracked. Back to headlines. A magnet for ripoff artists. Fraud siphoned billions from the pandemic. Unemployment benefits. No. You mean we made trillions of dollars available and people quickly found a way to rip off the morons from the federal government? I got to tell you, I'm blown away here. I'm stunned. I can't believe that. And you know what? I'm not even mad about it. At least somebody got some of their taxpayer money back. America's largest defense contractors have extensive ties to the Chinese government and the military. He's talking about things like Raytheon, Bell Flight, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, so on and so forth. No big deal. I'm sure having our number one geopolitical opponent in the world, having intimate knowledge about our weapons and weapons systems, I'm sure that'll work out in the end. Remember, one of the first things Joe Biden did was he opened up drones being sent to us from China that have Chinese spyware on them. Donald Trump stopped them from coming. Joe Biden got into office and said, oh, never mind, I want that. Remember, GOP senator apologizes after boos for two sexes remark. This is Senator Cynthia Lubis, Republican of Wyoming. She was at the University of Wyoming, said there are only two sexes. She got booed, and now she's apologizing. I don't know Cynthia Lubis. I don't know her from Adam. Maybe she's a really nice language. But that kind of pathetic weakness is exactly why we've lost the culture war for, well, the last 100 years. You got up in front of a bunch of dirty communists, and you said there are only two sexes, which is a fact, and you got booed, and you apologize for that? We don't apologize for speaking the truth here. If the communist doesn't like it, he can go enjoy his own crappy country somewhere. Fentanyl Awareness Group asked the Biden administration to track poisoning and overdose deaths like COVID-19 deaths. Well, obviously that would never happen because that would expose the fact we now have a completely open border courtesy of the Biden administration, and it's open on purpose. Just a reminder, they're spending millions of dollars a day of your money to keep the border open, to stop the border wall. The destruction is intentional. Oregon stocks in boys' room with tampons in public schools. That headline doesn't. Oregon stocks the boys' room with tampons. And I guess when you put the right words in there, Chris, and read them verbatim, I guess it ends up working out okay. Look, again, that really sucks because Oregon, especially the rural parts of Oregon, are blood red and they're just wonderful people. And Oregon's so daggone gorgeous. But if that was my son having to choose between tampons and paper towels in grade school, my son would be living somewhere else. Musk says Twitter has accused him of violating the NDA after he tweeted their bot review. I don't really care. Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg invested in artificial breast milk company. Man, that's wild. They invested in a breast milk company right as we have a huge breast milk shortage and it might push people to their company. Huh. That's just a coincidence, I'm sure. Just like Bill Gates is a huge vaccine investor. Nothing to see here. All right. Keep your chin up. Email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.